Bob Simpson on Phoenix FM, and it's 1-2-3. And I'm delighted to say that my guests Nick Sillito and Yvonne Kint have joined me to talk about the Billericay Summerfest. Good afternoon, both.
Good afternoon, Bob.
Hello.
Hello. Now, following the success of the Summerfest in 2015 that saw over 6,000 people visit Sun Corner and £4,000 raised for charity, you're again presenting the event for 2016. Now, are you getting excited about this?
Absolutely. We've been busy working on it for several months now, and everything is ready for Sunday. The event will kick off at 11 o'clock.
Right.
It's completely free to get in,
plenty
of free parking. And we have a huge amount of different acts and things for people to come and view on the day. So even if Andy Murray's playing in the final at Wimbledon, we'll still have plenty of time to get people there to see what's going on.
Fantastic. All right. Well, we'll go into what's going to actually happen on the day in a minute. But first of all, can you tell us a bit about the history of the Summerfest? Now, I've only just moved to Billericay last November, so I missed last year's and I didn't know anything about it. So when did it all start?
Right, the Rotary Club of Billericay Mayflowers put this event on for probably 15 years.
Ah, right.
We've been in different venues over the years, but we find that Sun Corner at the end of the High Street is by far the biggest and best area because it affords us free parking space for everyone who wants to drive there.
Right.
We have room to put on a classic car display in the middle field, and in the top field there's enough room to put an arena, two stages of entertainment, and a beer and Pim's tent, as well as all the stalls that will be there as well. So the site is big enough to accommodate the number of guests that we have that
very
day.
Very nice too. I'll leave the car behind on Sunday then. Yeah, very, very good.
Well, you might want to come and see one of the classic cars that are
well,
on display
indeed,
there.
Yeah. Have you got other organisations involved in organising the Summerfest?
Yeah, I mean, we do rely very heavily on our sister club in Billericay, the other Rotary Club, and also we get help from the Lions, from the Round Table, and various other local businesses. Who come along and support us and provide the stages and some of the other equipment that we need. And as always, we're indebted to our two main sponsors, who are the Burstead Golf Club and the Burstead Farm Shop. And they provide a lot of help in terms of logistics and also a chance to show their wares at their stalls and whatever.
Absolutely. I mean, you must have a huge team of volunteers as well to set everything up on the day and to sort of marshal everything.
It's an early start, of course. We'll be on site by, we're on site on Saturday setting up the first of the tents.
All right.
But we'll all be there from crack of dawn on Sunday, and literally almost everybody in the club, all 47 of us, have had a hand in setting up the day. So it will be a busy and a long day, but hopefully a fun time as well.
Enjoyable one, yes, and rewarding. Now, I've had a look at your website, and you've got a lovely sort of poster on there that has got some bullet points on it of all the things that are going on at the Summerfest. So, if I sort of shout each one out in turn, perhaps you can give us some more detail on each one.
We'll try.
Yeah, okay. Well, first of all, the headline at the top is food.
Well, we've got to keep people nourished throughout the day.
Absolutely.
So what we're actually providing this year, in addition, there will be a hog roast available. There will be various stalls selling continental foods. There will be ice cream vans. There will be burger vans. There'll be a whole variety of different food on offer, all washed down with a very nice beer tent and a Pim's tent for people who want to try that too.
Wonderful. Very nice.
And soft drinks as well.
Yeah. And for the kids.
Yeah, for the children, there's a huge range of entertainment available for them. There's a Punch and Judy show, which is being kindly sponsored by the Billericay District Residents Association. There'll be donkey rides, which will be provided by the Co-op Funeral Care in the High Street. There'll be climbing walls. There'll be children's funfair rides. And as well, of course, a lot of them will be involved in the dancing exhibitions in the arena.
Lovely. Yes, and moving straight onto that, the arena events. You've got a big arena plus a stage, I believe, haven't you?
Yeah, we have. And so basically what will happen is that the events will alternate between live music on the stage and arena events to give us a chance to get everything set up.
Okay.
So literally starting from 11 o'clock, we start with some stage music, and then it alternates between arena events and music right the way through till 5 o'clock at the end of the day.
Great. So what sort of events have you got going on? Who's appearing?
Well, we're kicking off with a group called Below Sea Level.
Right.
And I'm told they are a sort of tribute, sort of 60s, 70s band.
Oh, good.
And specialising, yeah, exactly, in the Shadows and Pink Floyd and that sort of a bit of retro music.
Yeah.
Then we go to an arena act, I think, which is the Essex Army Cadet Force Corps of Drums,
right,
which should be good fun. Then at 12, we've got Keely Smith, who's a singer. Then back to the arena for Dance Steps Academy, a local dance club. Then at 1 o'clock we've got For the Love of Bob, which is a three-piece all-girl band.
Fantastic.
You know them.
Fantastic, yes. Absolutely, yeah. Fantastic. Their harmonies are amazing.
I'm looking forward to listening to them, yes. Then we go on to another arena event where the Corps of Drums is doing a tour of the arena. Mm-hmm. Then we go on to Laura Howes, who's a local singer, back to the arena for the Phoenix Dog Display.
Okay.
Which should be good fun. Then at 3 o'clock we've got Fusion Act, which is a local dance band and with singers. Then we've got Classic Cars, of course, which will be there on display all day. But I think at the end of the afternoon we have a display.
Yeah,
the winners
will come into the arena, the various different categories, so people can see the best of the cars of the day.
Yes.
Okay.
And then we end up at 4 o'clock with Cockney Treble, again, who one of our favourite bands who have supported us over a number of years, both at the Christmas market we put on and at Summerfest, and they'll be bringing a rousing finale to proceedings.
Fantastic. Tell me about the band. Are they a tribute band to Cockney Rebel?
Not a tribute band. They're just a local rock and roll band, and they play mainly in the Essex area. But they've supported us for the last few years at our various events, and they're really, really good.
Well,
yes.
I shall make sure I'm there, definitely. Now, you said before, free entry. This is amazing.
We don't charge it. We always very grateful for any contributions that people that people throw in our buckets as they leave.
Okay.
But yes, the whole thing is a free family day out.
Right, with an aim of raising some funds.
Yes,
as well.
Of course. Well, we raise some money through the generosity of the public as well as through our sponsors. And as you said at the start of the talk, we raised £4,000 last year, which was a terrific amount. I mean, we're very much weather dependent. If it's a miserable wet day, then obviously not that many people will want to turn out. But the forecast is looking good for this weekend, so we're hoping we can at least match last year's figure.
Yeah, I'm sure. It looks pretty good for Sunday.
So
the Rotary Club of Billericay Mayflower, you support lots of local charities all around the world, actually, don't you?
Yeah, we do.
Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, certainly. I mean, Rotary, is a worldwide organisation, and we in Billericay have two clubs, the Lunchtime Club, as we call them, who meet on the Mondays, and our club, who meet on a Thursday night at the Burster Golf Club. We have 47 members now, all of whom are fully active in the events of the club, and the money that we raise from our different events throughout the year go usually half and half to local charities and some to international disaster funds and other projects that we support overseas. But the Summerfest money tends to stay mainly local, and that goes to various children's charities like BOSP and Hamlin House, a little bit to Essex Air Ambulance, and we spread this money around to the good local causes.
Fantastic. We haven't mentioned the Punch and Judy, have we?
No. Well, it's not everyone's cup of tea, but an enduring feature, and we're very grateful because it's sponsored for us by the Billericay District Council Residents Association, and they will be performing three or four times throughout the day, so it doesn't matter what time you get there, there'll be a show for you to catch up on.
Well, what a fantastic free community event, eh? That's wonderful. Very good indeed. You mentioned a couple of your sponsors earlier on. You're also sponsored by AJ Stevenson.
Alan Stevenson, who used to be a member of the club, does a lot of work for us in terms of storing all our equipment and helping get everything logistically onto site on time. So we're always grateful for his support. And there are a number of other local organisations who, as I say, provide the stages for us, help provide the marquees and the tents, and all the other equipment that we need. So it is a real team effort. It's not one individual organisation. It's a real team effort.
Fantastic. Now, Yvonne, I'm surprised you can concentrate at the moment on the Billericay Summerfest, because I understand you're from the land of our fathers, is it?
Absolutely, yes. I should be glued to the television tonight.
Yeah, it's quite a big match. Yeah, are they going to win?
Absolutely. Yeah. No question, because together we're stronger, you see.
Well, indeed. Mm. But a good team, Portugal. Oh, it should be a very, very good match.
Yeah, it'll be a good match.
Well, yes. I shall be glued to that as well.
Too.
So best of luck.
Thank you.
And fantastic event. I wish you every success with the Summerfest on Sunday. Can you just remind us once again that date, the time and place? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's this coming Sunday, the 10th of July, starting at 11 o'clock, running through till 5 o'clock, and it's at Sun Corner, Billericay, next to the police station on the fields there. Rotary will have marshals directing the traffic and people how to get in. And if people want to find out more about the event, simply log on to the website, which is www.billericaysummerfest.com.
Wonderful. And best of all, in these difficult times, it's absolutely free. Well done, you two. Thanks very much for coming in and telling us all about it. That was Nick Sillito and Yvonne Kint from the Rotary Club of Billericay Mayflower. Thanks.
Thanks.
Thank you.